Yo, people, another episode of Block Diaries, man. We're back, episode 11. As you know, by the sound and audio qualities, we are doing our regular schedule programming on Anchor, innit? So, because my name want to be on nigga Tybin, so, hear me? So,
that's so crazy.
Hopefully by next week, we'll be in our regular studio, innit? But just for today.
Ed is right, but I'm not part of man.
Just for the day, we're going to be doing it on Anchor. So, without further ado, you know what my name is. They call me EBSS two times, not one, twice. Black Superman, your mum's favorite son. You know what the deal is. You know how I do it. Furthermore, I'm the beneficiary, the founder of BD. The reason why you listen to this is because of me.
Big man, you took Black Superman from a freshman.
And without further ado, man,
you take a freshman's quote, son.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Relax. Chill out. He's expressions, man. No, don't put my name on. I will bleep that out, man. He's expressions. What's he talking about? Bring the next man into the podcast. Relax.
Relax.
I will bleep that out. Anytime he says expressions, delete it. Bleep it out, man. Next man from the culture. You're bringing him on my podcast. Relax. Anyway.
Your company is closed. You're bringing him on the podcast.
Anyway. Hiking, you should. Anyway, man, name. Introduce yourself.
Obviously, it's your boy. I ain't got to say much, man. It's your boy Dalla. Plain and simple.
Yeah, that was dead. Anyway, it's your boy MJ
in the house. You're not doing that.
I love this intro, man.
You know you can listen to this pod. I'm here. You know it's already going to be a good pod. Let's get it.
And that was shit.
Thank you, thank you. So obviously it's your boy Bulls Rush, you know, engineer. I'd like to apologize on behalf of the team, you know, since we ain't been here. Guys just wanted to party and live life, innit?
State your name.
Your guys.
Wait, can you finish? As engineer and commanding chief CEO, once again I apologize on behalf of the team for, you know, partying. I'll show you the WhatsApp messages. Everyone was saying they're in different cities, but you know, it's what it is. And yeah, man, it's your boy Wolves Rest. Let's get this cuddy.
What are we putting into the diary today, man? Bruv, you man, what you call it, you man seen the Brittany Renner thing, bruv? The thing she did with academics.
The interview?
Yeah. You might have seen that.
I didn't watch it fully. I've seen clips, but...
Nah, but... So, like, basically, anyone who don't know Brittany Renner, obviously, she's a top IG fot. She did a thing with one particular NBA player. And now, you know, people are saying that she... What's that word that random used to describe her?
Was she used?
Yeah, what's the word?
Side chick, no?
No. When someone uses you for money, what's it called?
She's a gold digger.
That's it. Gold digger, that's it, yeah. So basically people call her gold digger. And basically she went on academics thing just to basically try to like sort of clear her name, innit? Basically she says she's saying that rah, rah, ta, ta. That they're like high key, she was just basically saying that this nigga knew what he was getting himself into. He was calm with her having a baby, this and that. He knew what the situation was and this and that. And then they just broke up and stuff like that. But she was like, girl, people just creating stories and stuff like that, which is, you know what I mean? Which is high key kind of true as well, because that nigga is a stupid ass dumb. He's a stupid dude as well, because...
No, but wait. But there's no way the plan could have been, yo, let me get you pregnant.
No, that's never the plan, though. But like, he was like... But for what she said that raw. Like, he said, it's calm. Like, it's calm, rest of term. Like, what do you call it? It's calm, like, with I'm cool with you being the mother of my child. Me, personally, I might have to tell you to go. But that's just me, innit? But, yeah, but he said, but she said that he said that she was calm, innit? And she was like, oh, he knew my past, this and that, and he was fine with it, this and that. So it wasn't like a thing where I cashed out on him and this and that and this and that. She was basically saying if I really wanted to cash out on someone, I would have done it with a bag of man. And I think she's spitting though, because the her track record, yeah, before him, she was chopping brothers, like man in the up there, you know, up there type man. You know what I mean? So Emmy, so high key, Emmy. I don't know.
Nah, what she got services for still.
Yeah.
No, but that's that. I think
gone.
She is it's the only thing I don't respect about how way she went about it was by flexing his man's money. Like she's flexing the money after like she did something. Like, she didn't do anything. She just
when did she flex his money?
No, but like she was saying, no, it's none of you guys' business. People are just outraged at the fact that if they were put in that position, you don't want to lose it. Like you don't want to be paying that kind of money to someone like
yeah.
But like when it comes down to it, he I know he's only 19, but I think he's a grown man. So like
really?
I can't if you choose to go down that path, then I can't prepare for you.
Exactly, man. If you choose to, and plus Haggy, like if you choose to chop it, you got a bet raw. And she was like, yeah, like he chose to fuck me raw. Like I didn't force this kid to fucking
exactly.
Dude, like he chose to do it. Hey, listen, man, if it was me, I would have done the exact same thing.
What would you do? Would you have paid and stayed, or would you cut?
What do you mean?
Like, would you pay the child support, or would you try cut?
Obviously, I would have paid my child support, bro. Like, what do you mean? I would have paid my child support.
You think I'm gonna book a next flight to Colombia, bro? You'll never see me again.
Yeah, look, right, that's you're making your stereotype of black fathers, man.
I'm joking.
You're not joking, are you? You're not, though.
The people know I'm joking.
I wouldn't even get myself to that point because Haki, I wouldn't wife it, bro. I wouldn't even wife it.
It doesn't matter if you wife it because if you get pregnant, what does it make a difference?
If you what?
If you get pregnant, it doesn't make a difference.
I'll be really disappointed if she was the mother of my child. Not because I don't think she's a bad human being. I'm just saying, like she's out there, innit? But the internet is forever. Like, you know what I mean?
I think every time.
Well, before you can say it, Wills, what do you think?
But then that's like, imagine a girl on the end, yeah, and she's beat hella man.
Trust.
She's gonna see someone. Like, I know it's not the same thing. But
the thing is, everyone the same kind of thing because everyone that chops it, you're putting yourself at risk. Like you're putting yourself at that risk. So even if all of us went through her and nothing happened, if you're one unlucky guy that has a kid with her, it's still your fault. Like you should have known. It's still your fault. Like we all took the same risk you did, but we just got lucky. Like you didn't need to have the same. That's what it comes down
that's
to.
Yeah, that's just
because if them two were just like chatting fucking over and she never had a kid. You would never hear from him again. It would be like a, huh?
You sound like you're speaking from a sponge.
Don't do that, my guy. Am I exposing you on the spot? Don't do that, my guy.
That's good. Nah, but yeah, but
if the kid didn't come out from the relationship, it would just be another guy that she beat, like another famous guy she beat. It wouldn't be anything special. So Haki should have known. That's his fault.
Yeah, because I don't like because I was never one to say that. Oh, he's the victim because niggas a grown ass man. If he do,
yeah, I mean he's unlucky to be fair because I'm sure that's maybe it's not what he wanted, but at the same time, if you put yourself in those positions and you take those risks, then bro, it's not always gonna come through.
No, man, I don't know because are they willing to stay in a relationship with each other? Is the question?
When it comes to the crux of it, bro, if you put your dick without a condom,
but I'm asking
vagina, like you know what you're doing, bro. Like that's what comes down to at the end of the day. So don't tell me you don't know what you're doing. Don't act like some victim, bro. Like you chose to be.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, bro, that's in the past now, isn't it? Like the baby's arrived, it's arrived, isn't it? So what I'm saying is, are they?
Oh, I don't know. I think they broke up, innit? I don't know.
They broke up, innit?
So they were in a relationship for...
Yeah.
It didn't work.
No, they were in a relationship, but she got pregnant and they broke up, like, soon after.
I don't know how to figure this one out. Still, I can't lie.
The timing is a bit spooky, like, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's a bit thingy, but...
But what can you do, bro? That's
yeah, but I believe it, because if she said that she wanted to cash out... The brother that we're talking about, PJ Washington, he's not even a starter on an NBA team. You know them ones, like he's not even like, but he's making bread, but he's not
he's
like
six man, small ball five. He's
yeah, exactly. Player. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if she's chopped way man with higher clout and that, and if she wanted to get pregnant by one of them, what? She could have. She's just saying, and this brother, she thought this, like, she was, because, like, because I think it's a good interview, isn't it? It's a big up academics, because he did his thing. Because as you go through the interview, she talks about, like, how, like, oh, this and that, how, you know, we met, and then this was, like, she said that this is it, like, this is that, she was going to stop. Like, she said that she sort of, like, changed for him, like, because, like, you kind of noticed it, like, when they were going out, she wasn't post, because she was wilding. Old, but like before now, like she, like, but when she went out for him, she said that she changed for him, she did this for that. Do you know what I mean? And she's like, and going through the interview, she's like, oh, I regretted doing that, I regretted changing for him. And like, I'm thinking, bro, if I like you and I've known that you're doing that on GD, you're changing, like, you know, them ones, like on like Compton Crip, you're changing. So all that wild stuff you're doing, if me, I wouldn't wife you, but I'm just saying, if I ever even thought about wifing you, on God, like, you have to stop all that. Like, do you know what I mean? But like,
him.
What?
And she done that for him.
Yeah. And then she was like, oh, I rest of that. And then she deep it during the relationship. She said that, oh, rare to tear. Right, is this really worth it if I'm changing this and that for him? And stuff like that. But I'm like, yeah, I mean, for me, just to soothe my ego, yeah, you would have to change. Well, not change the person you are, but like all that Instagram, like that has to go to, that's to stop. I have to put an end to all that stuff. All
right, cool. So you yourself, yeah, and Brittany, what's it, Jenna or Renner?
Renner,
yeah, she stopped and changed for you. Are you staying afterwards? And the baby's here, regardless of her past. You.
No, but that's the difference. I don't think I wife it. Oh, I'm hiking the baby. Oh, you mean the baby's already here? I mean, if I like you, yeah. I mean, if I like you, if all beats down the road and I like you, I think eventually I can look past all that stuff, innit? If I genuinely like you, if I didn't think you were just a beat and I genuinely like you as a person, calm. But not gonna lie, in the back of my mind, I'm still gonna think about the niggas that you chopped. So high key, I don't know, man. It's techie, bruv, because she's chopped, man. Like, let's not, like she chopped, man. She said that like, her body count is 30.
That's not deep. How old is she?
Nigga, please, man.
How old is she?
Like 29.
Oh, come on, man.
Wills.
30's not that deep, bro.
Wills.
It's not, bro. So be serious, man.
Wills.
That's one beat a year,
bro. Like, well, not... Well, let's say she got to college. That's like two beats a year.
William.
Be serious, bro.
William. Huh? If a tick told you your tick was 30, bro, you would run like you said. So
listen, no. We're saying 30 at the age we're at. That's kind of like, what the hell? Because you've only got... Look, you...
That's 30 sexual partners, man.
It's not that deep, bro.
Shit.
To 29. Wow,
Wills is high key spitting, bro.
To 29. It's not that deep. Look at the years and gaps, bro.
30 isn't a lot at that age, bro. Like, 30 is just like a...
You man are disgusting.
A wild holiday, yeah. Like, let's say they went to like New York or something. And not New York. Let's say they went to Miami. Did a madness in Miami. Then man to Napa. That's like already 12.
You man are disgusting. We'll lie to you, man.
So when we get to 29 and you slept to more than 30 women, are you disgusting?
I said 29. Bro? When you get to next year, bro?
Are you disgusting?
This is feelings, no facts. I'm different. I'm saying if a woman told me, regardless, you could be 29, so, whatever, and says she's had 30 sexual partners, bro. And forget, we're talking about Brittany Renner now. So all these men, these are industry brothers as well.
I don't matter, bro. You can't.
You man are disgusting.
No, you can't care about body count if you don't care about your own. I don't make sense, bro.
Yes, I can. What the way? Yes, I 100% can.
How can you tell a woman?
You're telling a woman, hold up, I'm very misogynistic, bring it back. I ain't saying I'm telling a woman to do anything. I'm just saying 30 is wild. That's my opinion. You wouldn't date a girl, that's 30 people, is that what you're saying, all right? Or wife, whatever. Someone said 30 guys.
That's a lot, man. That's
you wouldn't do it. But if you stand to 30 people, that doesn't make sense. You know, what are you looking for, bro? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Your number has to be lower than mine.
That's just pride. That's just your pride talking, bro. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, you might have chatting shit, bro. Because if it was you, you
don't care. I've always said, no, the only time I care is if it's like a local thing. Like, people I know, like my boys.
All right, say you meet a team now.
If a thing comes fresh in Miami with, like, fucking hella niggas, I won't give a fuck. On my life, I will not give a fuck. If you came to London and no one knew her, I won't give a fuck. Why should I care, bro?
You do care. That's the point.
Why? Because
you do care because you said no one
knows. The reason why I care is because it's long. I'm not trying to be going out clubbing every night and 50 guys are coming up to you, giving you a hug, saying, oh, how are you? That's long. So I'm not
you
trying to
only
do
care.
That.
It's dependent
that's the only thing I care
from,
about.
So therefore, you.
No. Because they're sleeping around. There's girls that we all know, like in our area or something, that everyone knows. For the same reason, I'm not secure enough personally, and I couldn't deal with that every night. Just me personally, I'm not saying it's a bad or good thing, but I'm saying me personally, I don't think I can deal with a relationship like that. But a normal thing, you just beat with like, I don't know, 30 people, and if I don't know them personally, and I'm not gonna like, it's not gonna be something.
So you, whether you would care or not, is whether other people would know.
No, it's
that's
it,
what
like,
you just said.
If it would affect my life, why? If it would affect.
Oh, why would it affect your life, regardless?
Because bro, if I'm going out for dinner with my girlfriend and like it's eight niggas in that restaurant on a beat, and I know five of them, three of them are my friends. That's just I can't. That's too much. That's
so
too
my
much
point
blood,
is,
though.
Whatever you care is predicated on who she knows and who the man
no,
that
who
she
I
is.
Know. Who I know. Yeah. It is literally.
But that's still 30 though. Regardless if it's 30 of your dogs and it's 30
care.
Random man, it's still 30.
I don't care about that. It doesn't matter. I don't care who I sleep with. So how can I care about people sleeping? It doesn't make sense. Like, I don't actually care.
But you wait, hold on, Dala. You're speaking both sides of your mouth because you do care who she slept with. Because if you fucked with a girl, she's like 30, man, and say four of us were me, Dala, me, Martin, and
it's,
fucking.
It's happened.
So you do care. But
that's the only thing I care about. I care about the people. I don't care about the number. It could be 300. If it's not people, I'm not gonna. If it's not gonna affect my life, and it's not gonna be people that come up to me saying, "Oh, this girl's pussy is this," I'll be calm. I won't actually care. It's not gonna bother me. Why would I care?
So it's not necessarily the number. It's who she's done it.
Oh yeah. Literally, the number. I don't give a fuck about the number because I can't. I have no legs to stand on. I can't turn around and say, "Oh, it doesn't make sense. I don't care." And even who is, not because I think it's disgusting and you're a whore or whatever. Just me personally, the kind of person I am, I don't know. The same way I get if I was active guy and hella girls knew me and a girl was like, I can't date you because you're too bait like that. I'd be like, fair enough, that's a fair point. And that's the only thing I personally couldn't do it, which is something that, like, it's not even that deep. That's legit. Apart from that body count, I don't think I'd even ask my girlfriend. Like, I don't think I'd even ask her. I actually wouldn't even care. Like, I don't, if I dated a girl, I actually don't think I'd ask her. What's the point? Like, it's not relevant information.
That's very mature of you. And once
honest, bro, like, we get older, fam.
She might lie to you as well. She might say she had three.
Bro, they're always going to lie to you, fam. So what's the point?
Yeah, so at least in the truth, Brittany Jenner.
Renner, man.
Oh, sorry. Renner.
But, yeah, no. Nah.
Boss, what do you think?
Bro, well, ask me a question. Like, not what
so,
do you think?
So what do you think? So, like, when Brit, like, 30, it's like say how Brittany Renner just said it, she's a 29-year-old woman, she said 30, man. Is that something that, like, what Dollar was just talking about? Is that
back to the point. 30, at 29, if someone came up to you and said, I slept with 30 people, I wouldn't be like, rah, that's loads. I'd be like, rah, like, you've been about, but I wouldn't be like.
Oh yeah, that's wild. Shit,
nah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Well, I know people our age that are close to that. And that is kind of
shit, bro.
Bro, I wouldn't care, bro. It's not that much.
Oh, you might cap it, man.
You know. Okay, as a single man, yeah. Let's say you sleep with a different person like every three months. So that's four people every year.
Okay.
So let's say from 18. To like 30, that's 12 years.
Yeah.
And so that's at least, that's already 12 times, that's already 36 people. No, that's already 48 people, bro.
Okay.
So I was 30 a lot then, what the fuck? I've sleeping with 4 people a year, 4 new people a year, 12 years, it's 48 people. That's already way more than 30. So how can 30 be a lot? Like, in your lifetime, you're probably going to get to that. Like, if you're just a regular person, like just an average person who drinks.
Yeah, 30 is a lot, man. What do you mean? Don't try circumvent it with science, bro. It is a lot, can't be a lot. If a girl told me, no, you're, fuck off. You're trying to do this bare scientific. If a girl looked me in my eye and said she's had 30.
So what's not a lot? What's not a lot, then?
Bro, oh my God.
No, what's not a lot?
Higher than my number. If it's higher than mine, it's a lot.
These guys are not.
So it's not even about the number then. It's about your body count.
No, but regardless, 30 is mad anyway.
Yeah, so I'm saying what's not higher then? 20?
Huh?
What's not higher? Like 20?
But you want 15? Me to give my body count on BD?
No, I'm saying if a girl asked you, like, what kind of number is not going
to
make you think
that? If it's, it has to be, it can't hit double digits.
That's well, the idea. But I say your number
at 29, if a girl was at me, yo, I'd beat 10 guys. I mean, that's a lot to you. At 29.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
I mean, fair enough.
I'm gonna be so raw.
Bro, you're gonna have a tough time at 29 finding women, bro. But fair enough, isn't it? That's the way you look at things.
You better be Muslim, my G. That's the only way.
At 29, you only need religious girls. Otherwise, there's no other girl that's going to be able to date.
Edwin's low-key spitting. I'm not going to lie.
I'm
gonna be real.
I can understand where you're coming from.
Man, I'm just chatting shit.
How am I chatting shit?
Because a bitch went up to you and said that her number was 15, 16. You look and be like, bro, yo.
At 29, I wouldn't.
I'll be like, I'll be like, rah, like, that's, yeah, you're in still, like, that's you, yeah? I'll be like, love. And straight away, that's friend zone.
I'm thinking, rah, you've been about...
I wouldn't think that.
29, 7 years, 7 years from now.
You're stretching it. That's a long time, at the same time, I'm going to be like, rah, okay.
Dirty sexual partners, man.
No. I'll be like, do you know what it is? I'll just be like, rah. Like, that's good, isn't it? Like, you're active and like they're straight friend zones, and it's just like that. I wouldn't, like, in my head, you can never.
You guys saying, like, that's a separate point. Like, whether somebody personally doesn't actually like their girl sleeping, that's fine, that's a personal issue. But my point to you is, like, racking up, like, sleeping with 30 people in a lifetime at age 29 is not, it's not that crazy, bro. Because, like,
no, I'm not putting it crazy.
If you just think about it. If you just think about it logic, like I said, if you just think about it, normally a regular person who goes clubbing and goes and gets drunk every single week around the opposite gender, bro, that's just gonna happen if you're a single family. Like, you'll get to, I'm not saying 30, but you'll get past that 20 easy.
No, bro.
But regardless,
easy,
regardless,
you're comfortably get past 20.
You would wife someone.
I really wouldn't give a fuck. I wouldn't even wife someone.
Call her. Knowing that she's had 30 sexual partners,
I'm not gonna ask.
Obviously,
I would do that because I wouldn't. My point is, me saying I wouldn't even ask. I mean, that shows I look like I don't give a fuck. I wouldn't ask, bro.
That's not the point. Would you wife someone?
Yes, I would. Yes. Why the fuck do I care, fam? None of my life.
I might care, bro.
I don't care, fam, because the way I look at it, I do.
Because you're a hoe, that's why. Just say it. You're just a hoe.
No, before I met you, I didn't know you, bro.
You was hoeing.
Yeah, you can do. But I didn't know you. And you didn't know me. So I was doing what I want. You were doing what you wanted. Once we've done that, I judge you from when I meet you. If I meet you and obviously I'm chatting to you and you're still sleeping around and shit like that, that's different. But if you're straight up from the day I meet you and you're calm and I don't care what you did before. It's not a deal. Unless, like I said, it's a thing where I live in it's a small circle kind of thing where I'm going out and five niggas are coming every time we go somewhere.
So what would the number be? So
at first I'd be like, it's calm, but after weeks and months and years of me going to every motive and a guy saying, yo, I would just get annoyed, bro. I'm not gonna lie, I would just get annoyed. And like, I understand if a girl said the same thing to me, she's like, oh.
So how many men would it have to be?
That's too
how
much.
Many men would it have to be?
If it's just constantly being reminded of it. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, if I'm just constantly...
That's cool, but how many men would have to be?
I don't know. It's not a number. Oh, from my best...
Yeah, how many men?
If any...
Would you want to take that fuck,
friends,
you,
yeah. I see. If any, no, I highly doubt. I highly doubt I would date a girl that slept with any of my friends. Because I personally, I highly doubt I'd do that. But in terms of like actual people like that I don't know, yeah. like they're coming up to the thing. It's just like a not like number of times. Like obviously, what obviously like I said, we have passed on it. Like I don't mind if every now and again a nigga that you beat or is around us. Like. But if I'm just going out for dinner, if we're going to Nando's and I brought up that work desk beat for you, we're going to a bar and like five, six, like and I, after a while, I was like, that's long. Because Andy, like I said, if it was the same with me, if a girl was like, I'm breaking up with you or I don't want to be with you because you're too, like I'm being reminded of the fact that you slept around all the time, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough. That's my only issue. I don't actually care about anything else. Like, I really don't give a fuck about anything else. That's the only thing that, because obviously, like I said, there are things that I know that are like that like, Marston, do you remember that time we went to a and those two before that guy tried to like grab me and before he got kicked out and there was two girls.
What the one where you was grabbing for time okay. and I was
so you see you don't say that. That was very, very unnecessary, but I'll lie to you. The thing the other girl you with, bro, remember how many guys came up to her? In like 20 minutes, like a 25 minute period, like literally like 10, 15 people. And that'd just be long. But family man just standing, that's just long. For me personally, that's just be long.
Do you know what's mad?
That's the only thing. I'm not trying to, like, I just don't want to be in that position, bro. Because we were there and like just groups of people come up for this bitch. Like not like again, she can do what she wants, like free to do what she wants. But me personally, I don't think I could be doing that. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I've been in that situation one too many times, man. Young boy, bro, never again, man.
I've never been in that situation. I'm not trying to be in that situation, bro.
That might be the title for the episode, you know. That's a young boy, broke, never again.
Oh, I said it wrong. I meant young boy, never broke again.
I can have actually about to be the title stuff.
That's my quote now, man. Young boy never broke again, bro. Do you know how much I struggled? Yeah, I'm not gonna say names, yeah, but when I was in doing my thing, and there was this one person who I always used to dance with, I should say. And while we're dancing now, hello, man.
So, are we gonna say our name or are we just gonna?
What's her name again?
Relax. I'll beg you, relax. Don't do that.
What's her name again?
Don't do that.
It's crazy. Only you had energy for me, so it's crazy.
I lie to you.
But just know.
I swear, Will's dancing with me as well.
I'm showing you mercy, Marston.
If Will did, I would have never did. I wouldn't. Actually,
we do that.
No, I'm not talking about her.
No, he's not talking about her. What's the name you're talking about? I'll show him.
Relax.
I'll show you.
You see, now you're moving down. You see, you're moving down now.
You sound like Jesse right now.
I said him, and you're saying that name.
Who then?
I'm not saying names, bro. I told you I'm not saying names. But let me finish the story. Anyway, long story short, I said, what we're dancing now.
This guy must have enjoyed himself. Bro.
This thing will just stop dancing. Man, they will walk up here. She'll stop dancing. Be like, hey, how you doing? Hugging and that. My man will come up to me. Hell, this is the one thing that used to make me cringe. Oh, don't do anything to her because I'll do this and that. I'm like, bro, let me do my thing.
But bro, imagine that was your girl. The thing. Imagine that was your girl.
Who would say that?
No, too many, man. This 6'6" brother came up to man. I was like, I don't do it. Man got the worst. He did the whole where's my hug thing with her. And he was like, you do anything, you know, I'll be there. I was just like, bro, you made me cringe, man. You're black as well. Oh, my goodness.
The black community in the prison always let me down, man.
Let me down every time.
What color was this woman, please?
Wait, so she was what?
Jesus
Christ, man. Man, go outside, man.
You're not gonna slap agendas that are not there, though. That's what I'm
saying. So what is she? What was she?
But it's just dancing.
What was she?
I think she was
Nigga, I know you know because I know.
So what's what was she done?
I actually don't know. I don't know exactly what.
European.
Oh, she's black, man. I bet you white.
Wait, guys. Wait, to be clear, yeah. literally was just dancing. Like, I never, like, this was not a thing or anything like that. It was literally just dancing.
It wasn't one of the things that you beat.
And, oh my days.
Yeah, see that was for earlier.
Ah, cool. Say no more. Ah, we're even. I was thinking. But yeah, if a man will come up to me and do that whole, oh yeah, no, don't do this to her, or else I'll do this. And it's like, bro, that's just cringe, man. And you know, the worst part is too many men knew her, and that's what really like put me off. And there was this one time, but I even have PTSD from this, bro. I actually have PTSD. Man, them were all like, I think I got surrounded, bro. I felt surrounded. But they were there for her, like, and honestly, I dipped. I went back to Chris now, and I was done. So I just wanted to chill with her, and then she was like, "Yeah, come over," and all the men them are still there, and I'm just like, "I can't, man, because it's just awkward. Why are there so many men here? I don't get it. Like, I can't be doing stuff with a baiting, man. I feel what Dollar's saying, man. Too many men coming up to her, and like." You spent 30 minutes of your night watching her saying hello to different men.
I won't be attracted to her anymore. Like eventually,
there's occasions
where you know it can work to your favor.
There was one time.
I think it was like a month before like COVID.
Oh.
And I think, because we're talking about, like, yeah, but there was one time we were in and then it was B-Wells, and I think Blaze was there, I think.
What's the guy doing?
I remember that one thing.
How is that going? I'm confused about this. You're going with this, bro.
No, I'm just trying to say, yeah, benefit, like, you know what I mean? Because like, there was one particular girl that we must have went to it, right? And then obviously she was TT. She was, you know, some creme de la creme. And then high key during the night, I don't know. She did circuits. You know how where is the main bit? I remember she started at the beginning of work to some all the way around. Man, were like hi, and I'm thinking, yo, imagine. And we saw her at the beginning, so imagine. And imagine it comes like that. And then imagine she'd all that. And then wasn't until not late, but she worked her way back to the man in a minute. So my point of the story, it does sometimes, it doesn't have to discourage you. That's my point. Yeah, B.
If you believe in your source,
it's about believing in your source. Because Haki, you might didn't believe in the source that you had.
You're high, my guy.
Wolves, this guy's quiet. Don't believe your source.
You're talking about a different point, bro. You're high.
No, I'm not high. I'm not high.
My guy, listen. I said that was my girlfriend. What do you mean source, bro? She's really my girlfriend. What are you talking about? Really dating. Why do I need source when I'm already dating the girl? Like, I mean, when I'm actually dating her, if we go out, and then after people are coming up to you, eventually I'll be like, this is long. I'll leave. What do you mean, date? Like,
well, why would you leave? But regardless, why would you leave?
Because that's long. That's actually long. Like, fuck that. That's long.
But see, that's not my point. Bro. You don't believe in your source. Why does it matter now?
Brother, every time we go somewhere, 20 minutes of my night is just me standing there.
So you don't believe in your source?
Is this guy alright? She's my girlfriend already. What do you mean plus source?
You just said she's your girlfriend and you're leaving. So why are you leaving when you've already claimed this bitch?
That's just long. No.
So therefore, you do not believe in your source.
My guy,
because Haki, a man that believe in the source,
she's
would
my girlfriend though.
But Dala, you're not listening, Dala. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Whose house is she coming back to then in the night? Regardless, she chatted to 500 guys in that club. Whose house is she going to come back to?
But why are you cutting? You're cutting. Why are you cutting?
I'm breaking up with her. I don't mean leave. I mean I'm breaking up with her. I'm not leaving her in the club. I'm breaking up with her.
Why? Because a couple of bands let you know.
That's actually long. I can't lie to you. That's long. That is very long, fam. Bro, I'm going Tesco and we're seeing three guys. They don't make sense, bro. It's just long. That's long.
Yeah, but the odds of that. All right, if that happens,
bro, you don't understand. No, some girls don't know like that, bro. They wrapped up in history, bro.
No, don't.
And like I said, if it was the same with me, like if I had got to that point where I was that bait, I wouldn't even blame her. She's like, I can't be with you. That's fine. But there's no way I'm doing that, bro. It's long.
Dollar. Do you know what the worst is? Yeah, the worst is when they go. Do you know what? Give me 2 seconds. They go around the corner and talk for time. They talk for time.
Oh, they're hiking. Yeah, they'll be like, I'm going smoking error. You don't see this for a minute. Jesus.
That's the worst thing.
It's
there have been some girls I've just gone to them for like 2 minutes. I've come back and they're just gone. And I've seen like 2 hours later with random people. I don't mean, I don't care. It's not my girl, but that's actually long, bro.
Long. Never. I can't. Unless it's like, obviously you might know. Obviously, if George Smith wants to do that, it's not bad. But like anyone else, actually, except for my wives, you don't know who my wives are. Except for my categoried wives.
That's wild, man. That is wild. Very, very, very wild.
Hey, you ever said that? You're deep, bro. Hey, that's deep. That was unnecessary.
How many years? It's been years. And I'm still
I'm joking.
No, you know what's crazy, though?
I must relax, man. Chill out.
Chill out.
I'm joking.
Now, okay. Why do I still hear that name? Why? I don't get it.
Anyway, what are we talking about? Anyway,
I don't care what anyone says. Ed is obsessed, bro. I'm convinced.
Oh, with who?
Say that name all that. I don't get it.
You know what it is. You can't use that adjective with her, with me. Come on, it don't make sense.
No, I'm
convinced. It don't make sense. I'm convinced. But like, really don't make sense.
No, I'm convinced. Why do I always hear it?
But it doesn't make sense. Because it's funny. It makes me chuckle. That's what.
Anyway,
anyway, the moral of the story is, bro,
make sure you watch when you put your dick, man.
Yeah, man. You might see this stuff in, what's it called, Astroworld, man. That's sad, man.
Bro, from the time I saw that video of all the people sneaking in, I knew something would happen. Right?
Oh, that's bad. I can only imagine what the moshes would be like. Jesus Christ, bro.
They must have been hot, fam.
The sweat, fam. Nasty.
How did people die, though? Just from being jumped on and stuff?
Yeah, he's getting stomped on.
Yeah.
And apparently people were saying that the paramedics came and then there was ambulances, but when the ambulance came, man were jumping, like, because apparently the show was still going on and man were jumping on top of the fucking ambulances are still skanking.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's deep, bro.
Man were trying to help and you're jumping on top of the ambulance and still skanking, huh? No, that's wild.
People taking a piss, bro.
That's...
Yeah, because security guard got injected in it or something.
What?
They injected a security guard.
What do you mean?
With what?
With drugs or something.
Why?
Nah, because there was a guy trying to inject people.
With what?
Bro, people died, didn't it? Some people died from that shit. Like, you know, stuff. I don't know what.
That's crazy.
People from.
Wait, talking about injection, yeah, but like, this is a bit off topic, yeah. You know, obviously, how the spiking thing's been going on, yeah? And I just want to say, whoever's doing this
all
shit.
All you guys doing that, I'll be curious. I'll be curious, though, man.
Bro, listen, the worst night of my life, bro.
Well, last time we were there, but when I was dusted, bro, I'll go to my grave and that nigga put sign in my drink. On G, bro, I don't come to the crib, that brother. Put sign in my drink, bro.
I know you weren't spiked because you were just yet.
Nah, I was paralytic, bro.
That's just the juice. I've seen the alcohol do that to you, bro. That's just the juice. I'm telling you, that's just the juice.
Have I ever been like that before? Ever?
It don't matter, bro. I've seen alcohol make turn people into fucking to nothing, bro. Trust me.
See, because you don't know shit. Because your head's in the clouds.
Seen people the same way. You being like the same way, and they were just drunk. So that's why I'm saying you're just drunk.
How would you know that?
because you acted the same. Like when you're like, if you got inspired by something, it would have been different. Like you would have been like shit, like maybe like shaking, your eyes would be like rolling back and stuff, all that shit. Your eyes were normally no like proper like where you're like, and your mouth would be frothing and stuff. Like if you're on drugs.
The time though,
maybe, yeah, no, maybe actually, you could have inspired, maybe you could be right. Actually, I don't actually know because I wasn't there, but I don't think you were still, but you might have been. But yeah, nah, for you might not have been that, man. You got embarrassing, man. I don't honestly, disgusting. And for all the friends out there that don't want to say anything because they want to be too cool or something, you're a scumbag to you, man.
Well, the man that condoned it, I want you to dog,
yeah, and that includes any. Any man, any guy that's allowing his friend to be a predator and is letting him think he gets girls, you're probably a part of the problem, my guy.
Oh shit! Yeah, no, I was about to add on to that. Yeah, they're injecting people too.
Yeah, I've seen that. Someone got hit with HIV. That's actually nuts. Like,
you got to put me in a spliff or something. Never did that to me, bro. That's done, man.
I have to kill you, bro.
No, at all. I have to, your whole lineage has to get fucked up, bro. Fuck that.
Anyway, yeah, back to the topic of Astral.
Oh, shit, the fight's enough for now. Come on, Ruben.
Hey! All right, cool. Yo, right, so Astral, yeah. Haki, we kind of experienced that here as well, though, at the Uzi concert.
That's not that.
Nah, Uzi's
not
even a
third of Astral on my life.
Astral one, no, nuts.
What I'm saying, Uzi's not even a third.
And carried out at the front.
Yeah, but that Astro is different, though. Isn't it?
No, but Astro is nuts because people actually die. Like, you know how nuts that is. Like, people have died.
Oh yeah.
Like, people pass out all the time. People pass out really every show, but people actually die from that shit. That's wild.
Yeah, like you innit? You died at Uzi and got resurrected.
I'm still alive. Fuck, my heart never stopped.
Nick, well, you got resurrected.
Imagine your boy just died at a festival. I'm like, he just died because 200 people.
Yeah, well, I did. I thought you died.
That'd be wild. Nigga, I got that straight away. Why can't you?
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't get up straight away. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
So I hit the ground. I didn't hit the ground, bro. I remember.
Yeah, Della, you are chagged shit. I did. You know who did it?
You know who did it in the ground? You, that's like a dead guy, bro.
It just, wow. So you want what?
I was slumped on the ground like it's fucking CSI.
So you want, so you know what? So I'm asking, you want war or peace?
Let me know.
You started it by saying I was like me and Uzi, bro.
Yeah, but you did die and resurrect. That's the fact. Yeah,
and you did die outside camp and resurrect. Fuck.
But what's that gonna do with anything?
Because I'm just replying to what you said.
But you should know
about passing out, innit?
That's what I'm saying. You should know as well because you died at Mukomba concerts and you passed out at a Uzi concert and had to revive.
There's music in Caf, bro. Caf basically concert.
Yeah, but that's not a concert though, is it, you bitch?
There's music in there, bro. Upstairs is basically mushroom, bro. There's no airflow in that bitch, bro.
Oh, man. But yeah, there's not much we can really speak about on the topic. All we can
obviously
do is
rest in peace to everyone.
Peace to
everyone. Who died. I feel like I'm not. If I went to heaven and someone told me that you died at Astroworld concert, but still, rest in peace to you.
Because yeah, I'm just saying that when you fell over Uzi.
Well, if on my life I would have died and I would have been a newspaper, my mugshot on my life, I would have felt like a dickhead, bro. I'll be my great friend like a dickhead.
No, but I hear that. Like, come on now. Should you say that? Like, that's my choice.
I'm joking. Let me not say that stuff. Let me take it back. I'm wishing bad on that. Let me take that back. Let me take that back. But still.
Exactly, you fucking arsehole, bruv.
That was very, very unnecessary.
Fucking arsehole. Apologies for the sound quality. But actually, I think the sound was all right today. To be fair, I think the sound wasn't too bad. But sorry about that. We're manning more on stupid timing. So hopefully next week we'll be in our proper studio. So and also we'll be trying to get visuals out as well. So keep posted on all the social medias and we should be showing you visuals very soon. But as I continue, if you guys need any fitness clothing, any fitness apparel, I know a place you could go. Power Fitness UK. And you can use my promo code EDZFIT10. That's EDZFIT10. Get 50% off any personal goods and shipping. That is EDZFIT10. 15% off. That's me done.
Yeah, go check that out, guys, man. I'm still waiting for my hoodie, but check that out.
Thank you, Ed, for passing that mic to me. I just wanted to say thank you to all my fans, all the real ones out there. You guys are the reason why I wake up every day. Thank you so much. See you guys next week.
Big love. You got some more dip.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I walk out right now.
Hey, relax, man. Exactly. Game, bro.
Okay, let's carry on.
Anyway, right. You know what it is. Decent podcast. It's been your boy MJC signing out. Sharper.
And it's been your boy Rolls Royce the Engineer. And yeah.